Okay, so our guest speaker tonight, this is going to be good. This is going to be exciting. You're going to want to hear this. Everybody wants you to listen up real, real good. I have a friend, and he called me the other day, and I didn't answer my phone because I didn't know what the number was from. And so today I checked my voicemail. I don't know why. And he said he was in town. So I said, "Trevor, my friend, how'd you like to speak tonight?" And he said, "Man, I'd love to speak tonight. The Lord's just given me a word and it's going to be great." And I was like, "Yes, it is. It's going to be fantastic." So I want you guys to welcome Trevor Kranz to the stage. Give him a big, warm welcome. You want to be down there? Yeah. He went to IBC for three years, got his degree in Bible in nothing, in slacking off and shooting spitwads. No. He got his degree and graduated from IBC. And when he was here, he was a great help to me. And this guy's the real deal. Anything this guy says, you can believe 100%. And he's not making it up. And he's honest and he's truthful. And he's got something really grand to share with us tonight. So I want you guys to listen up, okay? You got your ears? You got your listening ears on? No? Yeah, get them on. Come on, guys. You can do it. It's fun. Lord Jesus, I pray you just bless Trevor tonight as he speaks to us. Lord, I thank you for the word that you've given him, and anoint him in Jesus' name, amen. And the reason he's here is because he's going to be a missionary in Mexico for a year and a half, 18 months. That's enough time to have two kids for 9 months and 9 months. I don't know what that has to do with anything, but it just kind of popped in my head, and so I said it. Is that weird? Is that a weird way to look at things? You can? So, Lord Jesus, I pray you just bless Trevor tonight, and amen.
I'm honored to be here. Thanks, Matt, or Pastor Matt, and or Pastor Reverend Almighty Matt. Thank you, sir, for letting me be able to speak. I love to speak to teenagers, to young people, to young adults, because you know, the one number one thing that God always tells me to tell people when I speak, just tell them I love them. Tell my children I love them. You know, because some of you guys don't even hear that in your homes. I love you. You don't hear it from your fathers. You don't hear it from your mothers. You don't hear it at all. The Lord always tells me, tell them I love them. God loves you guys. He's got something planned for your life. He's got your destiny all planned. And all you have to do is walk in it. Being a Christian isn't hard. But walking in it sometimes is. How many of you guys have been to Terremoto? Or as the Americans would say, Teddymoto? You've been to Teddymoto? So it's awesome, man. I went... I was with Roland and Carolyn and Nick. I suppose I was with Nick. But, no. But, you know, getting back, you know, the mission work is great. I know God's called me to be minister to the nations. And, you know, it's not about this one land, one country. It's just not about the USA. It's about everybody. Every people group, you know, it says in the Bible that every tongue will confess that he is Christ. And, you know, I want to work with a team that's going to be able to go to the different nations and say we were a part of bringing the gospel to the indigenous tribes of the world that says we brought them the gospel. And it was only because of him that we got there. It wasn't because of anything that we did, but it was because of him. I was riding around in San Antonio when I went to Bible college here, I was right by a car lot. The Lord said to me, he says, Trevor, I'll buy you any truck that you want. Any truck that you want. He says, I'll buy it for you. I said, Lord, give me a vehicle that'll go to the nations. The Lord told me, he says, Trevor, says, you are that vehicle that'll go to the nations. Never got my truck, but the Lord says that I'm that vehicle that'll go to the nations. Young people, it's time that you guys start standing up and deciding what you're going to do with your lives. Some of you guys are 16, 17 years old, and you still have no idea what you're going to do. You know, I encourage you guys tonight that it's time to grow up a little bit. We can play games. We can play. You know, I was thinking, you know, they got all the Nintendo games and the Cube and the PlayStations and all that stuff. You know, it's like, man, why don't they have like a game that where you could save people? I wonder if the kids would be interested in that. You know, where you go save somebody from a different nation, different country. You know, but I know that wouldn't sell. You know, and then I think, okay, if that's not going to catch the attention of the young people, what's going to catch the attention of them when it's real life? Going, my buddy Rudy and I were just at a basketball court yesterday. These two kids start walking up and they start playing a game. And Rudy's like, they're ours. He says, we're going to lead them to Christ. And it's like, okay, brother, you know. And started talking to them. About 10 minutes later, they were praying the sinner's prayer with us. And it, you know, it's just awesome because God sets us in opportunity. And either we can take those opportunities or we can leave them lay. I suppose I need to get to my message. But I want to encourage you guys because you guys live in such a time as this. You live in a time where things are going to happen faster than they used to. I mean, the computer technology is going so rapid. That I mean, it's surpassing. You get a program out in 1 month, and it's already surpassed by the speeds of the next month. And we live in such an age where we can communicate more than ever with email and internet. And it's so great because we can reach more people. You know, but we've got to stand up and say, I'm ready to reach out. I'm ready to get rid of my selfishness, my self-centeredness. I want to talk to you about discipline. What's discipline? Does anybody know what discipline is? You guys are children. You guys should know. I mean, young adults, I'm sorry. Not children. Somebody know what discipline is? What was it, bro? I still don't hear you. Corrective measures. Man, get that out of dictionary. Get smarter than I am. I didn't know what it was. But discipline. How many of you guys thought as discipline is love? One person? Has anybody thought of discipline as love? Oh, a few more people. Oh, we got a smart row back there. They all raise their hands. So maybe I should be speaking over here. So, but yeah, discipline is love. I was able to teach this in Africa, and they received it. They received it really good. But discipline is love. I want to tell you a story, and I want you to think about it. I want you guys to think about your lives. You're out of the home. You're 18. Your parents, you know, you're no longer at home. There was a man that he was an awesome drummer, and he would play the drums and everything. He played in clubs though, and he was, I don't know exactly his age, but he was old enough to make his own decisions. And so he was playing in these nightclubs and you know, have the party life, and he had no godly life, no Christian life. He came from a preacher's home, very, very awesome man of God. If you guys want to stop laughing, you guys can in the middle there. Thanks. But he was in the party life, and he just didn't listen to his father at all. And you know what his father did, guys? He came into the bar one night, in the club that he was playing at, and he said, son, I want to take my blessing off your life. He says, no longer are you going to live under the blessing that God has given me. He said, I'm going to take that blessing off your life. And because it says in the Bible that when they get to a point, you give them over to evil. And let evil, through that, they'll come back to God. And so his dad did that. He went back to the drums. And guess what happened? He had no rhythm. He couldn't play. To this day, he still cannot play drums. His dad took his blessing off of him. And it's harsh, but he took his blessing off of him, the godly blessing that he had. He said, son, I love you enough. Take my blessing off your life. I'm handing you over to the devil. The devil's so bad that you're going to be coming back to Christ. And he finally did come back to Christ. And I was evangelist and preaching at different churches and telling that same story. So do you think that the father loved his son? Yeah, isn't that crazy? When I heard the story, I was like, man, that's harsh. Isn't that harsh, Matt? But you know what? His love was deeper. He didn't enable his son. I know, on the other hand, of parents that'll say, hey, son, if you get off of drugs, if you get your life straightened out, I'll go buy you a brand new car. You know, in our society, in our minds, it's like, oh, now that's somebody that loves me. Isn't that right? Isn't that what your mind's thinking? It's like, oh, man, if I had a brand new car, you know, I'd get off drugs. Never been on drugs. But you know what? That's truly not love. Love hurts. Do you think when Jesus was dying on the cross, nails piercing his arm, this totally in disarray, he couldn't even see the shape of him? Do you think that it was painful? Well, that was his love for us. You think it took discipline for him to stay without? He didn't take any morphine or anything like that when he was on the cross. He didn't take any painkillers. He's like, I love him. I love my children so much. And I'm willing to let it all go. Let the pain that's unbearable, he was able to take it. Because of love, he was disciplined enough to stay up there, to die for all of our sins. It says in Hebrews 12:4, it says, you have not resisted, You have not yet resisted to the point of shedding blood in your striving against sin. And you have forgotten the exhortation which is addressed to you as my sons. My son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor faint when you are reproved by him. For those whom the Lord loves, he disciplines. And he every son who receives. What is that word? Scourges everything whom he receives. See, it doesn't take a polished speaker to be up here, man. But it takes the love of Christ for others. So what does the Lord do? The ones that he loves? Disciplines. And I just want you guys to know in your guys' lives, you know, your parents, you can always say, oh man, my parents are this horrible, man. They discipline me this, and they, you know, I can't go out on any dates, and I'm 43, I'm stuck at home, and I still can't go out on a date. I was 28, and I still couldn't go on a date. Well, that's because I couldn't find one, but anyways, you know, it's the discipline. They discipline you because they love you. If they didn't love you, they don't discipline you. So when your parents don't discipline you, what does that say about your parents? That they don't love you? Something to think about. I know it's kind of heavy. I'm sorry. But the Lord loves the ones that he disciplines. So when somebody comes up and rebukes you, what does it say about a brother's rebuke? I don't know what it's. You guys remember that a brother's rebuke is better than kisses from the enemy, or something sort of like that. That's totally kind of made. That's not totally made up, but I know it's close. But I'm just saying that you guys up here in front, if you guys start getting in each other's faces about accountability, about stepping on the straight and narrow, what's that going to do for you guys? It's going to make you stronger, isn't it? Discipline, you know, you guys, I know how youth groups work. I grew up in a youth group. I had four guys, and that we were strong, man. We were buddies. We were accountability buddies. Could walk through just about anything, and I could always lean back on them, and they could lean on me on times, because I always thought they were stronger than me, and they always thought I was stronger than them. But it all worked out. But I'm just saying that it's time to speak some true love into people's lives. And your friends' lives. Don't flatter them with a whole bunch of fluff. Say, I love you enough to tell you that, hey man, you got a booger hanging out of your nose. You know. You know that's love. You know, a lot of people, you know, hey brother, your zipper's down, man. So, but it's in the same way though, with the character of God. And the godliness that we need to carry ourselves as Christians. We're going to say, hey, brother, you know, I seen you staring at that chick for 5 hours, you know, get your head out of the gutter, you know. Now, this is being real. Because it's that accountability that's going to make you guys awesome men and women of God. And that's what you want. You want to be a man of integrity, a woman of integrity. Because when you stand up in front of God, Say, Lord, I wasted away my life and I just had fun. And I was a good Christian, but I wasn't diligent. I didn't heed your discipline. I knew you loved me, but I wasn't disciplined enough to really, really be a true Christian that would be able to walk through anything. So I just want to leave you with that. I know it's kind of solemn, but remember that discipline is going to bring you through the hard times. That love that God sent for us, that he was on that cross. You know, I couldn't even imagine the pain. So remember, God loves you guys. God's going to do great things. Lord, I thank you for this time. I thank you for these young people, Lord. I thank you that you're raising them up as Sarah's, as Esther's. Lord, is warriors in your kingdom, Father. And Lord, that they think that they might just be here just to have fun. But Holy Spirit, I pray that the words that were spoken tonight will stick with them. That they would know that you love them. When your discipline comes, Father, that they would know that you love them. That you love them. Lord, I ask that in this place, Lord, the standard would be raised, Lord, among the young men and the young women. Lord, that they would raise a standard, that they would start to encourage themselves, and they would know that you are the true and living God. Lord, I pray for miracles, Lord, to happen in these young people's lives. I pray, that, Lord, that they would lay hands, Lord, on the sick and they shall recover. Lord, I pray, Lord, that they would speak with words of wisdom and knowledge. Lord, and I pray, Lord, that the words, Lord, that they would utter would be encouragement and not negativity. And I thank you for them. Lord, we just thank you, Father, for this time together, this opportunity. Let's praise you and give you all the praise and glory. Amen.
Thank you, Trevor. You know, Trevor said something I thought was really profound, and that was that he said, it was right before he actually started with his message, he said, some of you guys are 16 or 17 or 18, and you don't know what you're doing with your lives yet. And I started thinking about that and kind of started thinking about my own life and where I was at that time and how I really didn't know what I was doing with my life up until like a year ago, you know. But one thing that I had decided was that I was going to serve God my whole entire life. I didn't know what I was going to be doing. I didn't know where that path would take me, but I decided that that would be my path. And that's something that you guys can decide tonight, is that no matter where life takes you, no matter what kinds of things come your way, that you're always going to serve the Lord. You can make that decision tonight, and then you can know what you're doing with your life. You can say, well, I'm going to serve the Lord, and that's what I'm going to do with my life, whatever that ends up looking like. So, Lord Jesus, I pray you would just bless each one of these young people tonight. Help them to make that decision for you, Lord, that they're going to serve you all the days of their lives. Lord, I pray you'd solidify that in their heart. Lord, let it be a conviction, Lord, that guides them throughout their whole entire lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Is there anything I forgot to announce? Rock Conference. Rock Conference is next week. I don't know if you guys are aware. Maybe you forgot. If you want to go, come talk to me, and we'll get you all squared away. All right? Yeah, man. Anything else? Be blessed. All right, guys. Have an awesome week.